The Companion Evolves by Sam Volt. I've spent my life chasing signal through strings, wires, consoles, and mines. I've owned everything from pre-war Martins to handmade Kalimba. I've spent decades in digital labs and sound booths, lecture halls and studios. I didn't just play music. I taught it, dissected it, archived it, and reimagined it. I was the guy students came to when Pro Tools crashed, or when a synth patch wouldn't stick. And for many years, I was lucky enough to call myself their professor. I taught undergrads and grad students, many of whom went on to places like Pixar, Disney, Google, and Microsoft. Their wins felt like mine. I was a proud mentor, part educator, part engineer, part endlessly curious companion on the road to digital fluency. I traveled the country teaching the language of audio, the mechanics of post-production, the philosophy of pixels and waveforms. One day a classroom in San Jose, the next a boardroom in Chicago. Wherever there were people ready to learn, I was ready to teach. Back then, the work was meticulous and deeply tactile. Film splicing with razors. Tape editing by hand. EQ done by feel, not by graph. We marked sync with grease pencils and prayed the reels would hold. Every good session was half art, half survival. You earned every clean cut. You respected the medium because it demanded it. It made you slow down, listen harder, and commit. And now? AI pulls cleaner stems in 5 seconds than I could with an hour and a pair of tweezers. It syncs footage like it's reading my mind. It transcribes interviews, removes noise, suggests mixed levels. And yes, sometimes I just sit back and marvel, not in fear, in awe. I lived long enough to watch the impossible become routine. I used to dream about tools like this. Now I get to use them before lunch. What's changed most isn't just the tech. It's the solitude. In the old days, we learned together. We got our hands dirty side by side. We debugged in real time, made mistakes in front of each other, and shared the little victories. Now, I open a laptop, open a session, and work solo, AI as my only studio mate. It's efficient. It's precise. But sometimes I miss the noise. Still, I'm not lamenting. I'm leaning in. AI hasn't replaced creativity. It's expanded it. It gives me back time, headspace, and energy. It lets me focus on expression instead of wrestling with logistics. And most importantly, it gives today's students a fighting chance to create something fast, beautiful, and deeply personal without the gatekeeping we used to face. At home, my sons watch me work, patiently. They tolerated late nights, glowing screens, and my constant narration of what I was doing. They gave me space to live this life fully. And I hope somewhere along the way, they absorbed the lesson, never stop learning, never stop exploring. The tools will change, but the impulse to create, that stays sacred. So no, I'm not in a band. I'm not on tour. I'm something else. A lifer in the studio, a lifer in the classroom, and now a lifer in the age of AI. I open Grok. I open ChatGPT. I use every tool I can find to keep the gears turning, the sounds moving, and the knowledge flowing. The job title may change, but the mission never does. And I freaking love it.